Hello, it's Jacob speaking.
Hi, Jacob. My name's John. I was calling you back with Local Splash. I think you were just talking to one of my representatives, Tara.
Yes, I was.
Hi. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over pricing. She kind of filled me in and said you were already doing Google Ads. But did you have any questions about the listing or how the placements on Google work?
No, she did a good job explaining it. I'm fully aware with how it works. I'm more or less just kind of curious. So I have one for a little local area, and we do it within like a 50-mile radius. So if one or two towns over, if they search it, is it going to come up in the local listing there too, or is it just going to come up in the local listing around the address?
No, so that's a good question. I mean, usually it covers around 25 to 30 miles, depending on like the population density and the competition in your industry. And then the only time I'll recommend Google Ads is when a guy tells me he like definitively wants to show up further than that.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, we already have Google Ads by itself. So.
Right. Well, it actually saves you a lot of money to have a local listing, because you don't have to pay per click on the local listing. So the area that's covered locally, you know, you would be charged per click for that. And then we would just use the ad to target the areas that aren't already covered locally.
Okay. And what type of pricing is that?
The local listing is $199 month to month.
Okay.
And then we do have a I didn't mean to cut you off. We do have a campaign that also includes Facebook advertising with the local listing, and that one's $299. Just wanted to throw that out there in case you weren't doing Facebook ads and you wanted to continue to diversify.
We do that too, but I mean, shit, for that pricing, I mean, it's worth a shot.
Yeah. Facebook Ads is actually hosted by a Meta partner that we have in-house. So we have a Meta certified technician that'll actually be running the Facebook Ads. So they monitor it and see, you know, what's actually working for you and customize the campaign based on that, whether you need to do like remarketing or just a traditional, optimization on that platform. So it's better to have it that way than to just kind of try to dive in and do it yourself. I always tell people the same thing with Google Ads. It's better to have it monitored by a Google certified technician. That way you're not spending money on clicks that aren't relevant. Or, you know, your ad's not popping up because your bid's not meeting what the cost per click is, you know, being requested, or your quality score on your site and everything is up to date in order to get the maximum exposure. I don't think that was his fault.